Cuomo says the rate of the virus is climbing in the Buffalo area, where it has risen to over 3% in Erie County, including the city of Buffalo and suburbs of Tonawanda, Hamburg, and Orchard Park. Monroe County is also seeing a spike to 2.6%, with Rochester and its suburbs of Pittsford, Penfield, and Webster showing the highest numbers. In central New York, the rate has risen to 2.2%. Syracuse and its suburb of Cicero have seen case numbers double in recent days. Another region of concern is Port Chester in Westchester County along the Connecticut border, a state where the virus is rising. Port Chester will be designated a yellow zone microcluster area, and rapid testing will be made available. Cuomo says he'll be talking to local officials in the other regions to discuss also declaring those areas as microcluster hotspots. That would mean new restrictions, including closing down schools and businesses. And he says he's dropped for now consideration of allowing fans back into Buffalo Bills football games.
It would be reckless, from a public health point of view, to open the stadium to spectators at this time, which I find disappointing on a personal level, but this is a public health issue first. And as I've said, I follow the advice of the public health experts.
Cuomo says despite the numerous spikes, New York's rate of COVID is lower than almost any other state. Only Vermont and Maine are doing better. Some former hotspots in Queens and the Far Rockaways and in Brooklyn will see their microcluster designations reduced or eliminated. And microclusters in Rockland and Orange County are also being upgraded from red to orange and yellow zones. And Cuomo says the virus rate in the southern tier, where it spiked earlier in the fall, is going down. But the governor says he remains worried about the spread of the disease over the upcoming holiday season. He'll step up National Guard presence at New York's airports for Thanksgiving. Under rules revised in October, travelers from non-contiguous states must present evidence of a negative test before they are admitted to New York. Once in the state, they have to quarantine for at least 3 days while they get another COVID test.
You should not land if you do not have proof of a negative test upon landing. You were supposed to take a test where you were coming from and within 3 days, and it was supposed to show a negative test.
The governor says SUNY students who will be sent home at Thanksgiving break will not be returning until at least late winter, and all remaining classes this semester will be conducted remotely.
Cancel the return from the Thanksgiving break. And do remote learning for the rest of the semester, which takes us to about February. And then we'll figure out in February what we do.
Cuomo says he'd like private colleges to adopt similar policies. Many have already done so. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.